Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, Vikings and Bears with three games to go in the season. Very big game coming up shortly. I'm Paul Allen. My radio partner, Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, decided to call today's game, and we take on the Chicago Bears. What are we going to see in the Menards film room?
Well, first thing we're going to take a look at is Xavier Rhodes. He's had an outstanding year. Maybe the numbers don't necessarily support that. Unfortunately, that smashed hand got in the way of the interception. We'll take a look at him, and we're going to see what the Bears do well up front, how the Vikings go against that, and then some potential explosive plays that the Bears might run.
An interesting approach in the Menards film room, because you'll see the Redskins try to run on the Bears and not accomplish it. The Vikings probably will today.
First thing we'll talk about is Xavier Rhodes, and you'll see Xavier lined up right here on the bottom, right over the top of Michael Floyd. And one of the things that we've seen, I think, over the last year and a half is how well the Vikings do against big wide receivers. And then the other thing, too, is we're seeing some more penalties with the contact, but we'll see how physical our cornerbacks are. The first thing that I want to point out is at the snap, if you look at where Xavier Rhodes is looking, he's staring and looking exactly at his coverage. And that's something from high school on up, and that's one of the things when I was coaching, we'd always look at the horns, because the horns will tell you which way you're looking, but his eyes are on his coverage. He doesn't have to worry about the snap and getting off on the snap. He moves when the wide receiver moves. But what he does do well, he stays low on his pedal, but nice. The athleticism. He opens and turns his hips at least three times in this play. But right here when he opens up, he's getting that hand on the shoulder, and you can see how it upsets Floyd because he's not able to push up the field like he would like to and run Xavier. So he does feint inside, hoping that Xavier will bite. Xavier plants that left foot, but what he doesn't give up is any space. And he has the hands on him. He's physical.
Nice.
This
quiet.
Is what Xavier Rhodes can do. That's the size. That's the speed. But it's the technique that he was lacking, I think, earlier in his career when he was just a rolled-up type corner.
Now watch these Washington Redskins try to run on the Bears again. The Vikings running on the Bears today, a key part of the game.
One of the things we're going to look at is Goldman right here, the nose tackle for the Bears. This is football 101. This is the double team, the ISO, run the ball right up the middle, and you can see the amount of power that this guy has up front when he's able to take on a double team. And as soon as the guard leaves to go up to the second level, he's able to dump the center and get on the football. So the Redskins were unsuccessful in running the ball down the middle of the field. So what they ended up trying to do, or at least is getting outside. Now, this is the elephant block. We called it that when we were coaching, because all these guys up front turn like the old elephants in the circus. They just turn and run, nose to tail. What you have to do as a defensive line, and it's very difficult, is stay square. And we're going to point out Goldman again right here. And you watch, you will be able to see the 9 and the 1 on both sides of his jersey the whole time. He never turns his shoulders, because once you turn your shoulders, you're dead. Able to redirect, and because now square man wins, the guard is turned, he's facing this way.
Well, what's the guard
but he's
doing?
He's still looking this way. He's trying to reach him or work whichever way he can. He just turns and runs, and he knows that if he goes inside, he'll go to the center. If he comes outside, then he'll just push him past the hole.
Yeah.
It's a finesse kind of style of offensive line blocking. But if you can stay square and not get reached, you can stop, redirect, and then, of course, the Bears, as we know, they all hustle to the line of scrimmage. Some of the things that the Vikings did. Now, this is a play action, kind of a pass look, what they call the high hat. The offensive linemen, their heads come up first. So what he does here is he's reading pass, and he knows late that he's going to have to loop around on a pass rush stunt, but he just takes himself right out of the play.
Oh, nice.
The other thing I want to point out is this guy right here, Zach Line. He has been doing a lot of the yeoman's work for this running game, and you'll see right here, boom, takes that shoulder, keeps driving his feet. That's the difference. Walls him off, keeps driving his feet, and now we got AP up to the second level.
Go back real quick. How about right guard Mike Harris gets this guy, then this guy?
Exactly, and that's just being smart. These two guys are working on the combo block. These two have that nose tackle in 59. He's going to get him and block him off.
And that's Christian Jones, their leading tackler.
Exactly right. So you want him on the front side, so you have a big body taking care of him.
Yep.
And that is just well done. They stay square, they move their feet, and they get upfield to the second level. So the offensive line, you know, great job on that play. One of the things, go back to the Arizona game. We'll talk about it again, reducing the formation. So you have a formation of everybody packed in here. And there's so many great things on this play, Paul. But one of the things that's nice, you get the start, a little bit of a star route. Nice decision by Teddy.
Sweet.
Really never really sets his feet except on a throw.
That's nice.
And gets a ball. You'll notice that Arizona, in this case, They're sending 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys, and we only have 6 to block. So there are more guys rushing than we have guys blocking. But Adrian Peterson, this is key for him. And you can see, this is what Adrian does. He comes rolling out this way. What does he do? He slows down. He stops. He doesn't keep rushing. He smells a rat. He thinks something's coming underneath the screen or something. But nice job. Mike Harris again. Look at this. He's got 2 arms out. Look at him getting big. Just make these, just slow these guys down. Just slow those guys down so they don't have a clear path to Teddy.
That's a great play.
And then they score the touchdown.
I knew it was a fun touchdown. I didn't realize it was that cool of a play.
3rd and goal from the 7. Teddy takes the snap. Looks out to the right. Swings it to the left. Man wide open. Touchdown, Vikings! It's Mike Wallace with a touchdown.